Welcome. This is Dee Moore, and I am your host. And in this three-part series, we will delve into the fascinating world of relationship needs. In the first episode, we'll lay the groundwork by exploring the concept of relationship needs and why they matter. So if you're with it, stay tuned. We are exploring relationship needs. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. Hi there, loves. This is Dee Moore. Welcome back to the Dating While Black podcast. This is part one of a three-part series where we're diving into a topic that is near and dear to our hearts, which is that of relationship needs. Today, in our first episode, we're going to lay down the groundwork of exploring what these needs are all about and why they're such a big deal. In this episode, I'm going to go over three segments. First, defining relationship needs. Second, identifying your own needs. And third, nurturing and fulfilling those needs. Okay, so let's kick off things by defining what I mean when I say relationship needs. First, if you think about needs, you have to think about them like building blocks of a strong and happy and healthy partnership. These needs are different, but they include things such as emotional support, trust, and the desire for a connection. I mean, what are you doing if you're not really trying to lock in a connection with the person? Now, there's different types of needs, right? And different people have different needs. You need to think of relationship needs as like a smorgasbord of what we crave in our partnerships. For example, emotional needs might include feeling understood and appreciated, right? While physical needs involve intimacy and affection. So again, it's important. They are building blocks. Needs can be emotional support, trust, desire, whatever it is for you. And there's different categories, right? And different subsets of needs. Understanding what relationship needs are is extremely essential, especially when it comes to romantic relationships. Now, moving on to identifying your own needs. We talked about defining just now, but moving and transitioning into identifying your own needs is extremely important because a lot of times we think we know what we want. I know a lot of us know what we don't want based upon past experiences. But really and truly honing down and identifying your needs is key. You have to ask yourself, give yourself a real moment of self-reflection. Yes, we all want a lot of the same things, right? Those buzzwords. We want love. We want trust. We want transparency. Da 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 da. Okay, those are the basics, right? But you really need to truly think about the solid foundations that you want within your relationship, the things that make you feel happy, safe, and secure. Okay? Ask yourself, what makes me happy in a relationship? What makes me feel loved? What makes me feel comfortable and safe? And maybe safe isn't your desire, right? But I don't know no one that does not want to be safe, regardless if you are a male or a female, when it comes to one of the most important and personal relationships that you'll have in your life.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Now, once you identify what your needs are, you start writing it down. You'd be surprised of how big that list can grow. Once you have a handle on all your needs, you have to determine if it's appropriate in your situation to communicate those needs. Just knowing your needs and you met someone last week, it's really not necessary unless it comes up in conversation or whether or not, or if it's relevant at the moment to discuss your needs. If you do it too early on, right, it may turn someone completely off. There's nothing wrong with communicating your expectations and your basic needs when it comes to relationships, right? There's nothing wrong with laying that stuff out there. But you don't want to go with your list of 30 items and have that conversation. You kind of know yourself. If you're dating, the vibe, how things are going, if you guys have even got to that point where this is a comfortable space to bring up these type of needs, wants, expectations, you should be able to fill it out. Now, if you're in a relationship, hopefully you'll be able to sit down with your partner, share what's on your heart, and then ask them. Sometimes it's good to get an assessment of where things are. For example, you may say, I really value our quality time together. It makes me feel closer to you. It not only explicitly communicates to your partner the things that they are doing well, it also gives you the opportunity to be a little bit open, transparent, vulnerable, while giving them a pat on the back. A lot of times when we identify our needs and we communicate those needs, it comes at the end of a disappointment. Try acknowledging when things are good, the good things that they do, that actually happens to be on your list of needs. And last but not least, moving on to nurturing and fulfilling these needs. It is a beautiful dance, trust me, when the both of you work together to make sure that each one of your needs are met. If you both value trust, you'll create an environment where trust thrives, right? If you both value physical touch, intimacy, you create that environment that breeds that. You should be looking into balancing independence as well as togetherness. Because a lot of times when people think about needs, they think of, or you hear the word needy comes out. There's nothing wrong with having needs. It's not needy of you. However, you should be able to balance independence and togetherness. Finding like that sweet spot between having your me time and building a solid we time is crucial. It is all about respecting each other's individuality while cherishing the connection. It's very important that you're not the only one that's communicating those needs. Be open and then be willing to fulfill those needs as long as it makes sense, right? As long as it is in alignment with the things that you hold valuable, true, as long as it does not get you out of your character or if it's something that is uncomfortable to you, if they have a need that requires you to step outside of what you feel to be morally right or against your religion or your belief, understand that maybe this isn't a match. But for the most part, if you get to the point where things are meshing and you guys are, especially if you're in a relationship, making that nice balance to fulfill your partner's needs is a great, great spot to build that bond that healthy relationships thrive off of. Thanks for joining on me on this episode and the journey, beginning the journey or reopening the journey, right? Or reliving the journey as it relates to understanding relationship needs. In the next two episodes, I'll dive deeper into the nitty-gritty of how these shape our connections. But until then, keep spreading love and kindness. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.